Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Denise. Happy birthday to you.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's the Big Birthday Show. Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge on mylesbianradio.com. Happy birthday, Denise.
Why, thank you, thank you, thank you for that lovely opening, DJ Vic Vic.
Now you need to guess who sent us an MP3 to sing you happy birthday.
I know, who is that?
You can't tell
that's
by
that's not
the...
Jen, is it?
No, you can't tell by the...
Jennifer.
No, you can't tell by the... Oh.
Gemma?
That's the one.
She did a good job. She just popped in the chat room at the same time. Beautiful.
Hi, everybody.
And thank you to DJ Harmony for that awesome birthday set on In the Mix. That was so cool.
I know.
I just I'm speechless.
This is a big one. This is a great big one for you, Denise.
I know. It's huge.
I know. Thanks for calling the lounge.
I hear somebody's 50 this year.
You big fairy.
Shut up, bitch.
I like your pretty picture.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, daddy.
So how does it feel knowing that you're finally going to be an adult?
It feels sad.
feels weird. Like, I felt more like an adult when I was 30 than I do now.
Oh, hell yes.
It was a hard one for me. You and I talked off the air a little bit earlier this afternoon, and you were really fretting 40.
I was.
30 was my really bad one, so 40 didn't faze me at all. But you're really hard up about this one, huh?
I keep telling myself, it's just a number, it's just a number. And then this other voice overrides it and goes, it's a fucking high number. It's really a big number.
You know what, though? You're actually older than me now, Denise.
Yes, because you're always 39.
Perennially 39.
I thought I'd go down the honest route.
Nope, can't do it.
Yeah, because, you know.
She'll always be butcher than you.
Exactly. Oh, hell yes. Thank God for that. Seriously. I'm okay with that.
You can't
I know that Miss Donna and Vicky have a few surprises in store, so I just wanted to call and say happy birthday.
Oh, God.
And let the fun begin.
He knows, too. I'm a nervous wreck. My pits are sweating.
You should be. I hope you have an extra large pad.
I do.
I do.
I do. Just for tonight. Do you?
Happy birthday, baby. I'll see you this weekend.
See you Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, we should tell everybody, since we invited everybody to Lips last week and the week before, we should let everybody know that the arrangements have been changed.
Change in the venue.
We're going to be at Champs on Andrews Avenue in Fort Lauderdale.
6401.
Look at you already.
North Andrews Avenue.
It's on the corner of
Cypress. If anybody can hear my voice.
Everybody's invited. It's
5:30 on Saturday,
yep,
right?
It's on the corner of Cypress and Andrews.
And the admission is like a Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's it.
I didn't realize that's where we were going.
Or a really funny card.
All right. That's all everybody needs. There you go. But we would really like to see anybody that wants to come through. Please do. We'd love to have you. There'll be a big crowd of people, Denise. All kinds
of
folks.
We hadn't worked this out yet, but I'm thinking you'll take the spankings for me and I'll take the kisses.
I'm into it.
Does
I'm
that
good.
Work?
I'm going to wear my spanking shirt.
Excellent.
All right, good.
Good. I'm going to forego the spankings.
I'll be first in line.
No, I have a little card here from Miss Dina Jones.
We should.
She,
go ahead.
Yeah, she supplied us with pizza, salad, and
chips,
snackies.
And she's with us tonight, live in the studio.
Say hello.
Say hi, baby.
Hello, all.
Oh, Miss Dina.
So she brings me a card that says, "Happiness is like peeing in your pants. Everyone can see it, but only you can feel its warmth."
That's so true.
It's your birthday. Let your happiness show.
Meanwhile, did you see the back of the card with the depends on it?
Nice!
Is that so cute?
That's funny. Oh, that's... I don't know why you picked this card for me.
Who knows? Who could imagine? Really?
You need your pants a lot.
DJ Vic Vic and Miss Dina Jones were witness to and the cause of the best pee, public pee ever, you and I ever did.
At the Regal Sun?
No, not the Regal Sun.
What, we did it
in the cafeteria.
In the dining room.
That was so awesome. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So we got a room full already. Always room at the inn. But look at there. You got visitors from all over.
I do. I think there half of them are there for you. There's Mimi, Daddy Ra, J-Ro is in there.
Everybody's here for you, Denise.
Wendy and Terry from the Hernando Lesbian Organization are in the house. Sister Wiseass popped in. You know, she was in on Sunday for her standard 6 minutes. It was great to see her. See her go.
Oh, you're so mean. Danny Cat came back, and the cat came back at it. And JJ's made it back this week.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you have to write an excuse and you can't be there on a Wednesday. It's okay. As long as you show up the next Wednesday bearing gifts.
That's
or
true.
Bringing friends.
Exactly. You have to bring a friend the next time you come if you're out.
And Gemma just wanted to let you know that she's in on the spanking.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I hear she whips a mean ass.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who could be happier than me?
No one. No one.
True. Somebody called me today and said something about if I didn't keep a secret, she was going to kick my ass, but she knew I would like it too much, so I was like, I don't know.
Your reputation precedes you.
It's okay.
As usual.
I don't mind living with that. No, not at all. Not at all.
So thank you for all your birthday wishes. There was some cool stuff on the front page of My Lesbian Radio in the litter box.
Yep, and your MySpace blew up too.
Yeah, nice one from Lori Michaels and the girls.
Yep, totally. Very much so.
Nice. Today we have Jameson calling in tonight.
She's actually...
calling in about a new charitable venture that
she's heading
up. Very
excited to talk to her too. We missed her in the
keys. Big important stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wasn't the same without her.
Absolutely.
Wasn't bad, it just wasn't the same without her.
That's correct. Hey, I had my Melody Pop. I'm good.
I had whatever.
Daisy,
I'm good.
Lori. There's photos of... Oh, man. Thank you, DJ Harmony, for
this
some...
great slideshow. That
crazy
was so cool.
Photos. Crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had a good time at the pink party. That
very
was
much,
cool.
Very
speaking
much.
Of pink, we just
we
had a little birthday drink that we
celebrating
with...
Chink.
Little pink vodka and some cherry cola. Awesome.
It's very delicious. I shall have another since I am still of the unemployed.
Probably not, because there's no more cherry soda.
Oh, all right.
Tastes great in iced tea, though.
Oh, okay, I'm moving on.
You can mix. You're not working tomorrow.
Hell no, I'm not. That's true. Ooh. I know. Well, you know, I really have embraced my unemploy, I have to say.
You have to. You can't let it get to you.
Kind of enjoying it. I'm not really sleeping.
Kind of enjoying it. Oh, for shit's sake.
I sleep in the
day. Every time I talk to you, like, I nap the whole middle of the day.
No, not yet.
Whatever.
Today I slept in. That was kind of unexpected, but
nice,
that was
because it was raining like a bitch, too.
Was it? Who knew?
Oh, my God, I got drenched.
Did you?
Stepped outside to go to work. It was
pouring.
Damn.
Like, another hurricane? Should we have to evacuate the area?
Nah.
All right. Just in case.
Quit being a pussy about it.
I just did that.
Talk me into it last time. Stick it out.
Hey, listen. We just want to reach out to our Houston listeners, make sure everybody's okay. I'm not sure how much electricity is going on out that way, but... hang in there. I offered to ship ice to some friends of mine out there, mm-hmm. but we haven't figured out the way quite to get that done just yet, since transportation's an issue as well.
Mm.
So how was your weekend? What'd you do all week?
We had a good weekend. Friday night, we went to sit up to that microphone there, MDJ.
Oh, she's like, stretching.
I know. I'm so bored. When are you going to be done with this little radio show?
That is so not true.
We went to a fundraiser at Chic Optique in Wilton mm-hmm. Manors, and this was to benefit the Smart Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mr. Carmine.
Carmine and Bob were there. We saw a lot of familiar faces. Mm-hmm. Debbie, Chris, mm-hmm. Carol from New Moon.
The owners of Sidelines.
We met the owners mm-hmm. from Sidelines. They were very nice.
Lori,
we're going to visit them.
And Jennifer.
We're going to see them Saturday night.
We're going to go visit them mm-hmm. for drinks after we do dinner at Champs at 6401 North Andrews Avenue.
Please come. Anybody can come. Everybody can come.
But yeah, that was a fun night because we started off, we had dinner at the Courtyard Cafe, and then we went over to the fundraiser, so it was a nice little,
soiree.
Oh, yeah, a little soiree up and down in the gayborhood.
Thanks for calling the lounge.
Excuse me.
It's my mom.
Who's this?
Hi, Mom.
It's your mother.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi.
It's Denise's mom, everyone.
Call and sing your annual birthday song.
Oh, you're so good. Vicky doesn't even have to play the clip now.
No, she does not.
Okay, this
you're
is live.
You're going to get another live performance.
So rock, Mom.
Who's, oh my gosh, I forgot her name, the one I love her hair.
Lori Michaels.
Okay, so Lori Michaels, eat your heart out. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Go on.
Okay. Happy, happy birthday, baby. Oh, I can't call you my baby. Seems like it was yesterday that you went out to play, came home grown up and gay. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Yay! The live version. You know, she had so much stress and pressure to write a new mix.
I was going to try and do a second verse, but you know, I have a condition.
She has a condition.
She's pulling the condition card. Yeah, your new condition is mold, black mold fever.
Yeah, that's
that, you better believe it. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know, like that old black lung disease or something that they used to give people money for. I think I have it.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
We have to elaborate on that. It's not asbestos. It's mold.
Yeah, it's big, thick mold.
Yeah, that's...
So, I mean, like, it's really affected my brain.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't... I'm sorry. I couldn't come up with a second verse.
By the way,
does anybody know what birthday this is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everybody knows. Why don't you tell us, though? You were there.
I'm being very honest about my age as opposed to the way Donna is, like, shrouding it in secrecy and everything. I just put it right out there. It's the big 4-0, and it sucks.
Oh, you told them it's the big 4-0.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, it's the big 3-0, and I hate it.
No.
I was going to go right along with it, too.
No, you're so good like that.
Hey, Marlene.
Yeah.
While we have you... Why don't you tell us a little something about the actual day of birth? Can you tell us maybe a little story from that day?
I would be delighted, Donna.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what happened? I was at my mother's, and my uncle was there, and I was saying, gosh, you know, I'm starting to have some pain. And he said, well, what did you have for lunch? And I said, oh, I don't know. I don't even remember. He said, well, it's probably just gas pains.
Everything is gas in my family. It wasn't.
It was genuine labor. It was like almost a month early, though. So I went in, and the doctor said, oh, you know, you're going to have, like, a really big baby boy. You know, are you ready for this? Yes, indeed. So I went, and I, like, you know, did a few, like, ooh, ahs, and there she was, my 4-pound, 4-ounce girl.
What? Yeah. I was teeny.
I didn't know you were a preemie.
4 pounds, baby.
Yes.
Nice. I've been making it up for 40 years, too. 10 pounds a year.
Yeah. Wow.
Whatever I need to do.
10 pounds a year. Pop, pop, pop. That's awesome.
You know, the funny thing was that the chicken they had for dinner that day weighed more than Denise's
I kind of want to stick with the concept that Denise is one big gas pain, really.
Or a large boy.
Or a large boy. Even better. Even better.
No wonder she had an affinity for baseball hats and turned out to be a big old Les.
That's right.
The doctor predicted it.
That's right.
It's all his
That's
fault.
That's right. He did.
That's right.
Awesome.
Oh,
I did say I was going to have a bouncing baby boy.
Well, half.
He
was only partially confused.
He was half right. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, I won't keep you. I just wanted to share with you that... Yeah, I was there. Definitely there.
40 years of good stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Mom's going to be joining us. Mom and Rick will be joining us for dinner on Saturday at Champs at 6401 North Andrews. And we've got a great night planned, Denise. It should be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited that both of our mothers will be there.
Yeah, they get to sit next to each other and talk about us, our favorite subject.
And they get to meet our gay brother, Devin.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. You finally get to meet your gay stepson.
I'm very excited about this.
Devin's going to dress up.
Yeah, he said he's going to wear...
Your birthday doesn't come first.
Right.
That is, like, the premier issue that night. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm very excited about, you know, meeting Devin and being with Donna's mother and finding out a few things about her that she wouldn't want anyone to know.
That's my mom.
That's the plan.
Dig it up, girl. Dig it up. We'll talk on Sunday.
You'll be sharing as well.
Oh, yes, I will. But I'll probably be sharing with everybody in the room.
Excellent.
Everybody. My mother, there'll be three deep around my mother. I'll be picking my nose at the end of the table.
Perfect.
Honey, listen. Yeah. I'm going to let you go because I'm sure that there's a lot of people who want to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
You're plugging up the line.
I know I am.
Exactly.
I know.
But you're worth
I'm glad it. That you made it, though. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mommy.
Bye, Marlene.
Have fun.
Thank you. Have fun, girls. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw, how special. We got a live recording now.
Nice.
Very cool.
It's like an updated version.
Yeah.
Every year, her voice gets better, better and better. Just like Diana Ross.
You know, you know what I know for a fact is since we've sung it so many times to our guests and to our chat room friends, that everybody was singing with Janice.
Right. I'm sure they were.
They were all singing with.
Yeah, at the top of their lungs.
Well, so you were talking about your fun weekend.
Yep, we did the fundraiser at Chic Optique for the Smart Ride, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about Smart Ride at the end of the show, but we had dinner at the Courtyard Cafe, which is our new favorite place.
Correct.
And then we went to the Moon Marketplace.
That sounded so much
I just
fun.
Want to talk a little bit about their sugar-free goods,
all
if
right.
I can.
Well, say what To the Moon is first, because it's actually an interesting
concept. To the Moon Marketplace is this very awesome vintage kind of store that's got... They have a Charlie's Angels lunchbox.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to bad.
All right.
But they have every kind of cool little kitschy gift and, you know, gay stuff, straight stuff. They've got saltwater taffy. They got Razzles. They have all the old-fashioned candy.
Sky Bars.
Bit of Honey's, Mary Jane's. You don't even know. It's
so
amazing.
Cool.
Cool little birthday cards and gift bags and everything. And the guy is so awesome.
Didn't he take you of a tour of a store and he showed you the stuff that, like, Bostonians would recognize and people from Chicago
would recognize? He took us up and down every aisle. He was so pleasant. He was so nice.
Very cool.
Then he showed me the sugar-free wall.
Oh, my God. You're in heaven.
So Miss Dina Jones says, anything you want, because it's, you know, it's the start of your birthday week, whatever.
There you go.
Anything you want. She was treated me for dinner. You know, did a little shopping. It was perfect.
Totally.
So I pick gumdrops.
Yeah.
And she picks
malt balls.
Malt balls, right?
Sugar free.
So I knock off her malt balls, right?
Right.
And weekend.
Nice.
Sweet.
But she doesn't always poop over it.
I know. Here's the bad part. Okay, so I'm reading the ingredients, right? And it says...
Microscopic print, nonetheless.
Maltitol, non-fat milk, cocoa butter, whole milk powder, chocolate liqueur, lecithin,
liqueur,
vanillin, corn syrup.
Corn syrup?
Corn syrup, you say. Corn syrup, I say.
That would be sugar.
Whey, powder, malt milk, malt syrup, coconut oil, and artificial flavors. Wait!
But!
Then underneath it, in smaller print, excessive consumption may have a laxative effect.
Yeah. And that'll be $6.99 a ball.
$4.99, not bad.
Yeah, but...
But you know what?
You
I'm not reading the ingredients, and I'm not reading the warning that I'm going to shit myself because I ate malt balls.
So then what
so
happened?
So I pound them on Friday night, and then I have a few more on Saturday, and Sunday I have a few after, you know, or during football. And the next thing you know... Blowout. Blowout of epic proportions.
Who thought a whole container of them would be excessive?
Over 3 days.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like I sat there and ate the whole thing in one sitting.
That's right.
I would have 3 or 4 over a period of time.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more than that on Friday, since it was an occasion.
It was a celebration.
It was a celebration of sorts.
20 balls right down the tube.
Oh, literally right down the tube.
So I was pretty much chained to the house Saturday night and Sunday.
Yep.
Like Saturday night, I was so happy that we didn't have something going on because there was no way I could have been more than 5 feet from the bathroom.
From your own bathroom.
From my own bathroom. Yeah. You can't go through this in public.
No, you can't.
It's not even an option.
No, it isn't.
Honestly, it's not an option. So
that's fun.
So that was the end of my weekend. So it started off wonderful and ended in the bathroom.
It ended up shit filled.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm just glad I didn't come over.
So. I know. She was like, maybe I'll come over after work. And I'm thinking, oh, my stomach's going, no. Don't let her come near.
So you spent another weekend on a towel.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, if it's not a boulder, it's a blowout. I'm telling you. Honest to God.
What's worse is when both of them happen at once.
It don't get better than being with me.
Stick with me, kid. I'll show you
the finer things.
Farts and
well, I had a weekend of
training and
I had a weekend of travel, Denise.
I know, it's all I heard. You and Bruiser.
I had plans to go over to Fort Myers with my mom on Friday. You know, the unemployed. We don't know what day it is anymore.
Exactly.
We spend the day.
So you and your mom must be having a fabulous time,
really
chatting it up all day long.
She's
going to lunch. Going to Fort Myers.
Exactly. She's like, when can we do lunch? Is Thursday good for you? I'm like, I'll check my schedule.
An hour's good. good for me, Mom. Yeah. I have nothing going on.
Just got to get a shower. I'll be right over. Showers have been optional, too, but let's not discuss.
Oh.
I know, we won't discuss. Meanwhile, so we drove over on Friday, spent the day with the kid, tightened up his grocery needs and whatever else he needed, some music and stuff like that. And I had brought him a few supplies, and he said, but, Mom, I really needed this, and I really needed that. And he's like...
And you really need a bong.
So,
I really need a nice wooden box.
I said, you know...
I really need a couple of Bic lighters.
I'll come over tomorrow. How's that? I'll come over tomorrow. So, once again, Saturday, Vicky and I packed it up in the back of the truck, in the back of Bruiser, the back of the van. We loaded up his amp and all the other equipment that he had requested.
Shit, we need that.
Oh, my God.
You brought it over to him?
Huge.
Jeez.
Huge. I can't push that thing. Well, I'll tell you what. We had
so much fun. Go back and get it this week, will you?
We get to his place. He unloads the van, and he comes downstairs with Vicky and I, and he goes, yeah, I don't really have anything I need you to do. He goes,
bye-bye.
So, I'll see ya. And I'm like, that's cool. We're just going to hang out anyway. And he's like, yeah, well, I feel bad. And I'm like, yeah, it's an hour and a half. Don't worry about it. Oh, cruise control. I stayed within the speed limit 4 trips. Very good. So,
is this the first time you've thought of that after we've been on the road for 3 fucking years every weekend?
You know, you it takes too it? Long with cruise control. That's all I'll say.
Thank
but
you,
here's
Vicky.
The thing.
Thanks.
So then he decides he's got a couple of things. All right, he'll take me. He wants to go maybe a pair of shoes.
Cruise control doesn't help if you set it on 93.
Set it on 93. Then he's like, hey, there's this store up 41. They've got some cool posters, and I'm looking for one poster in particular. I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll go. No problem. So, you know, we take the road trip, take a little ride to
Tommy
the north.
Of Tommy Chong.
We take the little ride to the north and walk into this store. It's a head shop, Denise.
Of course it is.
And it does have some cool posters. He's right. But also...
How much did you drop in there?
I got myself the Pink Floyd poster with the naked girls and the body painting of all the album covers. Been looking for that for years. But he got some stuff, too. Like, for example, a bong.
You didn't buy it.
Which I refused to buy. I won't purchase his paraphernalia, but he knew that, so there was no discussion. So we get back in the car, and he's like, you know, I'm kind of done. You know, if you don't mind, I got to practice, and I've got some homework. And I'm like, homework? Yes, go ahead. Go do homework. So we get back to the dorm. He flies up his 3 flights of stairs.
He didn't fire up the bong. He didn't christen the bong.
Nah, I wasn't about to do that.
You're a good mom.
Cookies and porn, you're the best mom ever.
I was just
going to
say it.
But here's what happened. He gets to the top of the stairs, opens up the dorm room, the room to his dorm, and in the hallway so that everyone can hear, I hear him say, he announces with a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, he announces, I love my mom. She brings me my amp, she buys me shoes, and she takes me to the head shop. Woo!
You're the star of that campus.
I'm like,
we love your mom too, Ben!
It's true.
Way to make friends, Donna.
It's true. Needless to say, Saturday night I crashed the crash of death after 2 long rides. And
I thought I got nervous. I was like, what the
hell,
dude?
Yeah, I didn't really.
Did you get
it.
That last text? Seriously, dude.
Yeah, I did, but like I got it the next morning. I was in La La Land, that's for damn sure.
I was a little scared for you.
No, you don't have to be scared. Everything was fine.
Well, when you didn't show up in the chat room, I got nervous.
Oh,
too.
Sunday morning?
Yeah,
that was because it was painting day, finally. Painting day at the...
Quite a few of those you've had.
Yeah, but this one's finally it. We got the room painted. We're ready for company this weekend.
Atta girl.
Let's say howdy.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Happy birthday to you a little early. Happy birthday to you a little early. Happy birthday to Denise. Happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you.
Hi, Mom.
It's Donna's mom. Back-to-back mom phone calls.
Hey, everybody.
That's nice.
So, happy birthday.
Hey, lady, guess what?
You don't look a day older. You really don't.
Thank you. You know, I decided to go down the honest route and put it right out there that this was the big 4-0, because I don't want to be a big fat liar like Donna.
Well, what are you talking
about? She's
been
lying about her age.
She'll never get to be your age.
Yeah.
That's right.
She just said
will.
She's younger than me now. In your dreams, woman. In
I
your
got,
dreams.
I got only one more sibling that has to pass me in age. One more year and she's
Listen,
passed me in age.
Keep it up all you want. I have the podcast where your mother put it right out there.
Thanks, Mom.
Have a wonderful evening, lady.
Thank you,
lady. Can't wait to see you this weekend.
Okie dokie. Same here.
Don't forget, save up some really good stories to share with Marlene so that we can talk. You guys have to talk about us the whole time.
Oh, especially when you were little.
Especially when I was little.
I don't know. These ones as an adult are pretty good.
Okay, ladies, have fun.
Bye, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bye.
How freaking cute is she?
Nice.
Nice.
She's really looking forward to it. She, you know, I'm like, Mom.
Well, I didn't want to disappoint her that we weren't going to do it at the drag club. So I my ex-husband offered to dress in drag and show up at the sports bar.
I think that he should.
Yeah.
Look at her. She. Oh, producer Vic has not officially met Chucky yet.
Oh, my God.
This will be the first time.
Seriously.
Either unofficially or officially. Oh, you're going to love him. He's like a big old teddy bear. Mm-hmm. Yep, but definitely.
In a dress.
In a dress and a wig.
No, you know, his fiance is going through big stuff with the chemo and breast cancer and all that
She's
stuff.
She's doing
and,
wonderful, though.
Everywhere they go, he walks in with one of her wigs.
So, awesome. So
she's not the
there.
Only one in a wig. Yeah.
I think he's liking it a little too much.
Then I saw some video of him in a grass skirt.
What?
And he was shaking it a little too much.
Ooh, he's a nice little round bear, too, in a grass skirt.
I was like, dude, you better hope that doesn't make it to YouTube. The bears will be lining up in your driveway.
DJ Vic just pointed out that your three mothers have now called Devin, Marlene, and Arlene.
Ain't that the truth?
Very cute. Very, very cute. I love it. Oh, hey, let's grab a call. One another call, Denise.
Have another one. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Happy birthday to... I'm sure you've gotten that shit so much, Denise.
I kind of have. Birthday.
Who's this?
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
Oh!
We were just talking about your fabulous weekend and how your mother's the star of the campus.
How she what?
She's the star of the campus.
Do you hear what he's doing?
Did she tell you what I bought?
Yes, she did.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Nice.
A nice blue plastic bong that breaks apart easily because if it's in many pieces, it's not considered paraphernalia.
Well, listen, Ben, exactly. I know that when you're in college, you don't have a whole lot of money and you've got to be studying, so it's hard to, you know, make it up and work and everything. You could just pass that bong along to your mom for me for my birthday present.
Wait, do what?
You could just give the bong to your mother for me for my birthday present and we'll call it even.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I need a new bong. Thank you.
But yeah, so meanwhile, happy birthday, Denise. But guess where I just was?
Where were you just?
Where were you just?
The Jew meeting.
Oh, no!
That's great. Your grandmother just called. What perfect timing.
Yes, I was just at the first meeting of the Hillel here.
Are you kidding me? Cry.
Oh, you got your mother all worked up in tears now.
Seriously? Oh, are you going to be running the service? Are you going to be running the service?
Rabbi Ben.
No, there was food, and I know it was there, and so I went and ate food, and I walked back.
Nice.
There's always food at a Jewish occasion.
Oh,
exactly.
You're not going to starve. What do they meet, once a week? Go load up. Every week, go load up.
Good boy. Buddy will be
Friday
proud.
Night, every Friday night, I got a meal.
See that? Hey, listen, if you can grab a loaf of challah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
The wad of challah.
The wad of challah.
Just break it off and eat wads of challah. Wad of challah.
Nice, very nice. Yep. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
I'll check in with you tomorrow. Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Oh, how funny.
He was probably higher than a fucking kite. I'm going to go to the Jew meeting, eat soup, and grab some challah. I'm going to call Denise, too.
Oh, awesome.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. I can't believe Ben called.
The Jew meeting.
That's awesome. Oh, shit. Is that another call?
Oh, you got another call.
It's going to be a busy night, huh?
I might be.
You're on the Lesbian Lounge.
I demand to talk to the birthday girl.
She's all yours.
I'm all yours.
This is Jameson Lee from Me and the Girls. How are you?
Hi, welcome.
We miss you.
I miss you guys. I feel like I should be jumping out of a birthday cake or something.
So do we. That's so funny.
So funny that you mentioned that.
She so needs that.
How are you? Happy 40th.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I thought I'd go down the road of honesty and put my real age out there. And,
well, you know what? You look fantastic, and you are still sexy as ever. Sexy 40.
That's right.
Sexy 40. 40's the new 30, I keep hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
How is everybody?
Well, we're all recovered. We're all recovered from the Key West mandatory evacuation, panic-stricken weekend. And
I know. And, you know, before I go any further, first of all, I think it's hysterical that your mom called in, and it was like, who is that woman who I love her haircut? Lori Michaels.
That's how she always says. Is the girl with the nice hair going to be down there? Yes,
forget
Mom.
That she's a national headliner. Forget that she has
it's
an album
about
out
the
on
haircut.
iTunes. Forget all of that, but note that she has a kick-ass haircut. I love it.
I swear to God, she wanted the insert from the CD to bring to her hairdresser because she wanted her haircut
Are
like
you
that.
Serious?
I'm not lying.
Oh, my God. That's
the biggest form of flattery, I swear. And you know what? I just have to tell you. You know how I love telling, you know, Jameson and Lori stories.
Yes.
We were together. I don't even remember where we were. We were somewhere. And someone comes up, and she looked like she could be part of our community, you know, not trying to be stereotypical because we don't judge at the Me and the Girl show. You know what
I
mean?
That's right.
You better not.
You know, she looked at me. She looked at Lori, and she kind of says, you know what? I don't know who you are, but who does your hair? I love your hair.
Oh, my God. How funny.
It's such a great look, not at my mother.
She does have a great haircut, and besides being talented, she's absolutely amazing.
She really
is. And she does have a kick-ass haircut.
She does have a kick-ass haircut, but not on my mom. Jeez.
Your mom can rock it. Your mom
she could probably
totally
rock it out.
It.
My mother probably could rock it out.
Your mom could totally rock it out as one of the girls. You know she could.
But you know the funny part is...
tight shorts and that little half shirt.
Easy now.
All right.
Here's the thing. I couldn't part with the CD insert. I said no.
You did not.
I said no.
I absolutely miss you ladies in Key West. And you know what? I'm not trying to sound like, you know, I have a big head or that I'm a featured performer or that I was a featured performer in the Me and the Girls show. But quite frankly, I think that evacuation happened because Florida was pissed that I wasn't there.
I think you're right.
And that's why we left.
That was what the hell. I mean, we saw Lori, we saw the girls, we left. It was as simple as that.
Nice, dude.
You know,
nice.
And I'm totally kidding, but Lauren Fernandez, Lori's assistant and assistant to all of us who are in the show, she's so sweet. She called me every day because I was a nervous wreck because, you know, Lori's down there, the girls are down there, she's down there. And that's really, I'm stealing her line. She's saying, you know, Key West is mad that you're not here.
She's so cute, honest to God.
She's adorable.
She's like the best den mom you could have.
She's on everybody.
Honestly.
She's on top of it. She keeps everybody on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Completely. She keeps us out of trouble most of the time. But won't say all the time. Most of the time.
I was going to say, she has a tendency to jump right in it. Now let's talk a little bit about what you got going on, because I checked out your MySpace page, and it's I love your new little logo.
Thank you. I have to give a shout out to another Lauren Turbowitz of Turbowitz Design. She actually came up with the Lori Michaels logo, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And she was so gracious as to contribute her time and her effort to create my new logo for my new project, if you don't mind me talking about
it.
No,
we want to hear all about this.
It's really something close and dear to my heart. It's called the Angel Initiative. It's actually going to be an initiative that's under Lori Michaels' nonprofit organization. Lori has a nonprofit called www.reachoutinc.com. That's the website. Reach Out Inc. is a nonprofit organization. And basically, the Angel Initiative is in honor of my mom. My mom passed away. It will be 3 years, January 23rd. And I know I've talked to you ladies in confidence a little bit about it.
Right.
So I'm basically, you know, with no pun intended, coming out with my story. And I lost my mom due to mental illness, which resulted in suicide almost 3 years ago. It's a huge mental illness is a huge epidemic.
It is
the number one cause of death among the LGBT community. It is the number one cause of death in teenagers, gay and straight alike, over cancer, over AIDS, over drunk driving accidents. It's a huge epidemic, and basically my initiative is going to be to raise awareness, erase the stigma of mental illness, and try to implement some new laws to really put mental health and mental illness on the forefront in our government, because laws need to be changed. Mental illness needs to be recognized, and it needs something that needs to be targeted among youth, among the elderly. It really goes across the band. And before I get into all kinds of statistics, the number one statistic that I want to target is that every 16 minutes somewhere in the United States dies by suicide. That's a really, really large number.
That's huge.
And it's huge, it's sad, and it's tragic. And, you know, my own personal story, my mother... was misdiagnosed with her mental illness. She was diagnosed with depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, after her death, and I really kind of took time to study her life, see where things went wrong, I'm convinced that she was misdiagnosed with bipolar disorder, which is the number one misdiagnosed mental illness that there is. She decided to come off her medication in August of 2005, and by January 2006, she had passed away because the medication withdrawal resulted in, you know, suicidal ideation, severe manic depression. You know, I could go on and on, but really the point is that the Angel Initiative is my new project, and I'm really, really proud. I'm honored to really start it and put it on the forefront. And, you know, Lori, I have to give my shout-out to Lori Michaels because she has been my best friend of 12 years. She's been my confidant. I've been, you know, her partner in crime, if you like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
But on a serious note, she literally held my hand through my mom's illness and through the time of her passing, and she really knows firsthand of what I went through emotionally, personally, physically, and the frustrations that came along with the whole process.
Oh, sure.
So in my healing, I decided to come up with a plan, and it's called the Angel Initiative. It stands for, I'm sorry. I get a little emotional when I talk about
sure,
it. It's not all about booty shorts and go-go boots anymore. You understand?
I think this has more more substance to it.
a little bit more substance to it. You know, it's called the Angel Initiative. It's under the Reach Out, Inc. organization. What we're doing is November 9th. It's a Sunday. It's out in New Jersey. So anybody who's in the New York, New Jersey area, it's going to be held in northern New Jersey at a lovely, lovely venue that has so graciously donated their space called Starlight Dance. It's a professional ballroom studio. They hold corporate events. They hold competitions. It's an amazing, amazing space. Nina is the owner. I have to give her a shout out. They're opening up their home to us. Located in Nutley, New Jersey. The exact address is 7 High Street. If I just give you all of the, you know, the little tidbits now, it's going to be $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Again, the date is November 9th, which is a Sunday. All proceeds go to the Care Plus New Jersey Foundation. Care Plus New Jersey's foundation really dedicates their foundation to implementing programs to erase the stigma of suicide, to educate, to implement programs in schools for early screening of depression of children and adolescents. It's really, really an amazing organization. And I don't even want to say the proceeds. All of the money that night is going to Care Plus's foundation. In saying that, we have an amazing, amazing lineup of LGBT performers lined up. We have Amy T, who is from Logo. She's an outstanding comedian. I'm actually meeting her for lunch on Friday.
Oh.
And she has a hit show on Logo, I believe now, or will be coming out shortly, called Laughing Matters.
Oh, yeah. We know that, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Amy T, she has graciously, she heard my story in New Jersey at Jersey City Pride, and she just said, you know, Jameson, what do you want? I'll come down. She's out of Boston. She's like, I'll fly down. Just tell me what you need me to do. So she's actually hosting the event. Comedian from Here TV, Jackie Monahan, is going to perform. Very close, dear friends of mine, there's a theater performance troupe. They're called All the King's Men. They're gender-bending.
We know them, right?
Massachusetts. They were just out in California. They're amazing, amazing girls. Same thing. They said, Jameson, what do you need us to do? Don't pay us. Basically, like, we'll pay you to perform.
Excellent. That's excellent, Jameson. Really.
Amazing. The support's amazing.
What a support.
Amazing, amazing women. And, you know, last but not least, my girl, Lori Michaels, who will be performing.
Absolutely.
She'll be doing a special guest appearance. There will be raffles. There will be auctions. And on another side note, you know, the Me and the Girls show, I've been maybe absent a little bit on stage because I'm really focusing on the Angel Initiative.
Sure, yeah.
I'm really focusing on my changing career. I'm going back to grad school. I'm currently in grad school.
Wow.
Focusing on my master's in counseling.
You're going to be a hot smarty.
You know what? You know what's really funny? I do remember calling you guys probably about a year ago, and of course I was being typical Jamison Lane, and I was like, "Do you ladies want to come see me in my little schoolgirl outfit?"
Well, I remember that.
Yeah, we remember.
It is. Does that offer still stand?
Well, that Jamison Lee is still there. She's just a little bit tucked away a little bit more.
That's okay.
But I'm still involved with the Me and the Girls show. I totally love the new girls. They're amazing. Courtney, Tiffany, they're amazing girls. Melody, Daisy, you met. They're really, really great girls. Megan's another one. I mean, they're just amazing girls. And I'm there with, like, the production of the show, the costumes, things like that.
Good.
That's awesome. Now,
yeah,
Jamison.
And you know what the little tidbit is that, you know, another side note, I know I'm taking up so much of your birthday.
No, this is you, baby.
I just have to say that, you know, my side story, my mom was an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. It's so stereotypical to say, but you hear it too often, that when people found out that she passed away and by the means that she passed away, everybody just looked at me blankly and they said, "Your mom?" My mom was the cool mom. She was 50 going on 21. Blonde, because she had her hair done every 3 weeks, but blonde, I mean,
Jersey girl,
tight clothes, the life of the party, loved everything trendy, loved life, and unfortunately her disease, which was mental illness, wound up winning. This night is going to totally have her spirit. It's going to be full of joy, full of laughter, a lot of good times. So I invite anybody who is in the surrounding area or will be in the surrounding New York City, New Jersey area, November 9th. It's a Sunday, and this event is so close to my heart. I'm actually giving out my phone number for advance tickets. You call me personally.
Go for it, baby. We're all writing it down. Go ahead.
So, the number to contact Jamison Lee for the Angel event, November 9th, is 201-410-9805. Again, 201-410-9805. That's for advance tickets. Or you could always look at my MySpace, which is, you know, the typical www.myspace.com/Jamison, JAMISINLEE, and the number 4. And it's all about the Angel Initiative, and this is my new purpose. And just kind of in closing, I like to tell people, when people say, you know, what's making you do this? Why have you decided to do this? You know, somebody once told me that, and this is, I've said this many a times, that sometimes people, like my mom, choose to leave this earth early because someone else's purpose has to be born. So in saying that, I think what my mom did was not selfish. Unfortunately, her death was tragic, but in her death, my purpose was born.
Oh, that's a perfect way of looking at it.
Thank you.
Perfect
thank
way.
You.
It's probably
very exciting that you've really taken this to heart and given it as much time as you have. We know you've been so busy with school, and rightfully so, and also just really making this an event that is a non-miss event. I mean, if you're even remotely nearby, if you can get nearby, go visit the website, get your tickets in advance, and check out the website, reachoutinc.com, or Jamison's MySpace, Jamison Lee 4. And support this.
We just posted all the websites in the chat room, and they're repeating them. So that's
oh my God, perfect. You guys are so amazing. And just my little thank you to you, because whether I've seen you guys over the past couple of years, whether it's for the Me and the Girl stuff, whether it's for my stuff personally, or whether it's just to hang out and have a good time, you ladies are always there. And I'm always so forever proud and forever humbled to consider you ladies my friends. You really, really are truly, truly amazing. I wish you a happy birthday, and I wish you so
thank you so much.
You're so awesome.
We're gonna continue to post the information. If you could send me a graphic, we can actually get that up there on the website. We can link it up to your.
It's a work in progress. So my MySpace is being constantly updated. ReachOut's website is being updated. My phone number is intact. I'm not shutting my phone off. I'm not changing my phone number. It's not a gag.
Good girl.
My MySpace address is the same. And even if there's, you know, the Lori Michaels fans out there that have, her website information. She's www.lorimichaelsproductions.com. You can always find me through there. You can find Lori through there. You can find Lauren Fernandez, who is also so graciously donating her time to really spearhead this event with me. And by now, the 10 and 20 volunteers that have so graciously volunteered their time, they're listening. I have to give them, quick hellos. You know, Jessica, Stacy, Lori's volunteering. Just all of my friends have really, really supported me, and I love them all. And I love you ladies, and I love everybody who actually took the time to listen to this interview. Aww, so thank you.
You can always count on us. So whenever you have news or an update or something,
check,
you've got
right
our number.
In.
Yeah, you just call anytime you want.
You ladies rock.
rock
my go-go boots. And also, there is a slight possibility that I might be coming out of retirement for the benefit and jumping on stage with Lori Michaels.
Oh. Woo!
We'll need some YouTube clips.
Like nothing more than to watch me dance my little booty up on stage.
Nice. Good girl.
Yeah, for my birthday, I would like YouTube clips.
Okay.
Lots of them.
Birthday wishes granted, then.
Beautiful.
Well, good for you, Jameson, and thanks so much for calling in and sharing the info.
Thank
Keep
you
us
for
up
giving
to date.
Me the time and happy, happy birthday.
Thanks, sweetheart. Have a great night.
Okay, great. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Wow, that's a huge undertaking, and look at the support system she has.
It's a powerful thing, you know?
Definitely check out the Angel Initiative, and stay in touch with us, because we will keep you up to date on everything that's going on.
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely.
Most def.
For sure.
Wow, where are we?
Oh.
Do we need a quick break, or?
We could take a quick break.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with more stuff. You're listening to The Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Continue to surf the web, ladies, because Denise and Donna will be right back. They went to powder their nose. At least Donna did.
Give your home a makeover indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor. Something for everyone on your shopping list at LakeLivingUSA.com. Bath, kitchen, travel, office and business, menswear, men's jewelry, women's wear, even special occasion. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor with LakeLivingUSA.com. Give your home a makeover this spring. Indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com.
Whether you are looking for that all-gay experience, or the fun of a gay group trip, or just the solitude of watching the world pass by, Pride Travel Center can help you find just the right vacation. At PrideTravelCenter.com, customer service is first priority in assisting you with all of your gay and lesbian travel needs. From last-minute travel deals to vacations of a lifetime, PrideTravelCenter.com is loaded with great deals for any size budget. Pride Travel Center is proud to support the work of the Human Rights Campaign. A portion of each booking is donated to HRC. PrideTravelCenter.com wants to be your GLBT travel source. Log on today and begin planning your next vacation with Pride. PrideTravelCenter.com.
Hey, this is the Dyke Diva, Lori Michaels, and me and the girls are turned on with Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge.
As we are for her.
We love them.
Welcome back to the Lesbian Lounge. It's Denise and Donna here on My Lesbian Radio. You've joined us. .com. You've joined us for a very special birthday show, Denise.
Woo! Yes, this is the prelude to the party.
This is really the pre-party event. We've got Miss Dina Jones sitting in tonight, along with DJ Vic Vic, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing it up with some silly little stories from our mommies.
Yeah, Miss Dina Jones supplied us with pizza and salad and snackers, and this is
such
awesome.
Such a good hostess.
I know.
Let's just blow through the news real quick, because I saw a couple things that made me go, why? Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama said, thanks but no thanks to Lindsay Lohan, who offered to help with his campaign. Now, when and why did she become so political? I'm not really sure.
Who really cares?
Let's just grab the phone instead.
All right. You're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hey, it's Danielle. It's Danny Cat.
Hey!
Hi!
How's it going?
Okay. All right, Wendy and Terry, I hope you guys don't record this. I'm supposed to sing happy birthday to you, and I sound horrible.
Go for it!
All right, I'll take one of your phone off. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yep.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, dear Denise. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not a good singer.
No, she's dying.
How much are they paying you?
Nothing. Maybe I'll get sexual favors.
Whoa.
That's the way to go.
Do you know from whom?
I know, right? They didn't offer it up, did they?
Do you have a request?
What's going on in that chat room? I need to pay attention.
Pay attention.
Look at this. Look, there's no lube and boobs yet. I'm looking.
I know. Lube the boobs. That's a girl.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for breaking your wall of silence. That's amazing. Consider that a very precious gift.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thanks,
Danny. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We popped her cherry.
Look at that. You busted on her until she did it.
Oh,
that's so funny.
So funny.
Peer pressure.
Funny.
I love the bullies in our chat room.
So
Do it.
Yo, birthday bitch, what's up?
Yo, Beth, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you, birthday babe?
Doing a show.
We're just doing a little show.
We're just doing our little thing. Sitting around chatting, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. They just have microphones.
Yeah, just the prelude to Saturday, right?
Pretty much.
You got it.
We figured we'd get it.
Are you going to sing?
What do you want me to sing?
Happy birthday.
Okay, ready?
Does it always have to be a birthday song?
Absolutely not. You're the
birthday
girl.
Can I make them sing whatever they want?
Absolutely, you can.
How about a little I Love Rock and Roll?
It's your birthday, baby. You do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Okay, I got it, Beth.
Yeah.
A little something from Dreamgirls, if you will.
And I am telling you.
Beautiful.
I'm not going. You're the best woman I've ever known. There's no way I can ever go. No way.
No way.
I'm living without you.
Especially tonight.
Oh, Beth, that was the best present yet.
Awesome.
There you go, baby.
Beautiful. I know.
The next people
have to top that.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
You just raised the bar, Beth.
Oh, honey, I'm all about raising the bar. You know that. I'm all about that right now.
I knew what I had to pick. I knew where I had to go.
You knew it, and you did it, baby. You're right there with me.
Atta girl.
All right.
We are looking forward to Saturday.
We want
to.
Totally. Absolutely. Can't wait to see you guys. Love you all.
Bye, Beth.
It's Rena.
Hey, sweetie, how are you? I missed you. I can't wait to see you Saturday.
Are you
going
to me too?
I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you.
Oh, my God.
You'll miss me. I'm a breeze. I'll blow right by. Trust me.
All right. We want a reprise on Saturday. We want you to sing again.
That's right.
You got it. I will.
All right, awesome.
I'll get my voice better. It'll be better acclimated.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
She's going to bring the karaoke machine.
Done. And bring the karaoke machine. I'm on.
Done. All right. Deal. Bye.
All right, girl.
Bye,
see you Saturday. Love you.
Thanks. Bye. Love you, too.
Awesome.
That was great.
Oh, my goodness.
So where do you want to go from
Mosey
here?
Mosey right on into the bar tab, Denise.
Not a problem.
I saw what you had lined up for us, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm going to start with the drink of the week.
You're going to start with the drink
of the week. In honor of Miss Dina Jones being here.
Very nice.
I have selected the multiple orgasm.
No, we were just talking about that 2 weeks ago.
You mean the flus?
No, last week we were talking about multiple orgasms.
We were talking about how that's your specialty.
Oh, my God. That's why I don't listen.
She's like,
all right, listen up, honey. This is how the drink goes. Are you ready? It's an ounce of Bailey's, an ounce of Kahlua, an ounce of Amaretto, and an ounce of Stoli. Equal amount of, which is four, of half and half with ice.
Wow, I'll have it.
And a French tip nail to stir.
And a nice manicured finger to stir that up with.
Very nice.
You can do this as a blender drink, Vicky, and it'll also taste like a milkshake. The bartender puts in there, add ice, make it in a blender, and blend until smooth, serve in a hurricane glass, top with a cherry. It tastes like a chocolate shake with a little kick.
Nice.
Woo!
She's in.
She's all right with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Rena, can I borrow your well-manicured nail to stir, please?
You sure can, baby. You want the thumb or the middle finger?
You know
my God.
You know, I'll take two fingers, my friend. Two fingers straight up.
Jesus.
That's
Stop hitting on my girlfriend on the air.
Welcome to the
you
lounge.
You skanky whore.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hi.
For Denise. Feliz Navidad. Po-po-po-po. Feliz Navidad. Po-po-po-po. Feliz Navidad. próspero año, felicidad. I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna wish you a happy birthday from the bottom of my heart.
Who's this?
Barbara JJ.
Mickey called it.
How'd you know?
That was fabulous, darling. She's thank you so much.
That's an awesome number.
No,
that's
problem. Great. Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so sweet. Are thanks.
You, oh, she's, you know, she's our, she's the unofficial chat room bouncer, so don't piss off her JJ.
Oh, hell no.
For a minute there.
You gotta go topless. That's the way to stay on.
Loop the boobs.
Loop the boobs. Oh, God.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks.
Alright, good night.
Take bye. Care.
Give us a call. Sing to Denise.
It's like a drunk dial line.
It is.
If you're having a few drinks and you just feel like
we are.
Yeah. Definitely. Put your shit right out there.
Oh my God, I love the drunk dial line on Paul and Ron.
I know. I wrote it down in the car. I have it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we'll need it Saturday.
I'm gonna put it in my wallet for Saturday.
We know we're gonna need it on Saturday, definitely.
Most definitely.
Very good, very good.
Alright, so my cool site of the week, this is so awesome, is dykedolls.com.
What's that?
This is where they have, instead of Barbie. They've got a line of dyke dolls.
Stop it!
I am so serious.
Do they have a bodega?
I don't know if they come with strap-ons, but let's hear a little bit more about it.
In my mind, they all do.
Scrumptious dykes, of course. Bite-sized dykes called baby dykes will soon be available. Those are in the 4-inch size.
Oh my God.
I know! They have all kinds of national press from the New York Times and New York Post, Diva Magazine in the UK, testimonials from customers, so check out dykedolls.com and buy your dyke Barbie today.
I want one. Do they come in life size?
They have the cute little logo. Look, it's kind of like a JJ.
It is like a JJ. Oh, I love it. How cute.
It's very cool, and some pictures of the owners and stuff. It's a really, really cool, great little gift for the lesbian around the corner.
For every lesbian on your list.
Exactly. Go to dykedolls.com.
We were just talking about me not playing with Barbies when I was a kid.
Now, Rena and I mentioned that we went to the Moon Marketplace.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I would like you to look at tothemoonmarketplace.com. This is what we were talking about. This is where we went. the owner's name is Antonio Dumas.
Dumas.
And he is a nostalgia buff. He's got nostalgic candy and gay gag gifts and mostly fun items on the front shelf in a little dirty corner, which I love, where they have like the pasta penises and stuff.
Penises.
That's what they're called.
I believe it's swell. They swell when you cook them and you like them al dente.
Pretty much. Okay, exactly.
With Alfredo sauce.
Oh! Rena!
You are on fire, you skanky girl!
She doesn't talk often, but when she talks...
Pearls, Denise. Pearls from her mouth. Pearls.
Oh, around her neck.
Up your butt!
I'd like
song.
To move it. Good.
Oh, there it is.
I like to move it.
Everybody gotta do the lemur dance. We're all doing the lemur dance. All right, so the store is called To the Moon, and owner Antonio Dumas says the international flavor on his shelves reflects his love of travel enthusiasm for discovering new products. He's got stuff from Brazil, Mexico, England, Austria, Spain, and Italy. Every year, Dumas tries to go somewhere new. Around the world and back in time is his motto. For starters, he has an extensive array of chocolates and sweets, whether they're from Germany, Switzerland, Holland, Belgium, Austria, or England. They are not the kind of thing that you're likely to find in any regular grocery store.
Hell no!
For instance, the selection of Cadbury, originally a British brand, is all imported from Great Britain
and
South Africa.
Yum.
In America, Hershey owns the rights to Cadbury. that you find in the supermarket.
I wonder if, does it taste the same?
Dumas carries the actual kind that's found in Great Britain.
Oh, I have to go.
The 70s staple fruit stripe gum is available.
Oh, my God.
With the zebra on the package.
Nothing updated. I wonder if they have tea berry. I wonder if they have tea berry gum.
They do.
How funny.
Yep. The merchandise stretches way beyond candy, though. There's delicious baked goods from Israel. I know. Boy, the look on your face. Giant wafers from Norway, beverages from Brazil, rare cheeses and wine.
Wine.
Even a tantalizing orange vanilla candle is made with sage there.
Ooh. And an orange vanilla frosty from Arby's.
Oh, we traveled high and low for that.
And don't forget the Mary Janes.
They had Mary Janes.
Don't forget the Mary Jane.
So check out to the moon marketplace.com.
Thanks for calling the lounge.
What the hell was that?
Who's having a drink?
I'm not, but I'm calling to wish Denise a happy birthday.
All right. Who's this?
It's Becca from the Punisher.
Get out of town. Hey, girlfriend.
Hi, honey.
We miss you guys.
It's Sunshine.
Number 33.
Yeah, Sunshine, that's right.
Number 33.
Uh-oh. Now I'm scared.
Oh, hell no. Don't be scared. What's going on with the team?
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? How's the birthday going?
Well, so far so good. We've had some crappy good singers and
and a lot of good fun
and good pizza.
Happy birthday! Cool. Hold on, somebody else wants to say happy
birthday.
That's
the girl.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, sweetheart. I love when you guys team up like this. Such a show of sportsmanship.
We're having a good time. Listen, what's going on with the team? You guys started practicing yet?
We have our first tryout practice October 18th.
And then then after that, two-a-days.
And what?
Then after that, two-a-days.
Shit. Hold on. Hello?
Hi. We're hoping that...
Hello? She got another phone call. So.
How dare they?
Listen, I'm stepping up. I'm taking control of this team. I want two-a-days to be starting in the end of October.
Oh, God, no.
I think she's still bruised from last season.
Yeah, right? Jeez, we're getting ready for another spectacular season with the Punishers.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be better this season.
Oh, I can't wait.
Excellent.
I cannot wait.
Well, make sure you keep us informed and call in when you start, when you have practices that we can come look at
All
you guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I bet she's still black and blue from last year. I swear to God.
Oh,
those
man,
her legs, her shins, and her thighs, they were bruised to hell.
Why do you know what her thighs look like?
Because she had shorts on.
Oh, okay. Just checking for a minute.
Just saying.
So,
to the moon marketplace.com.
That's right.
Check it out. And I'm going to go Saturday. I'm going to be out in the hood, hanging out in the hood this weekend.
Oh, check it out. Yep.
Totally.
Tell Antonio we sent you.
All I want is the original Cadbury. I've got to try it.
It's amazing.
Such
Anything
a
he has there is absolutely amazing. It's
good.
You just wander through there going, oh my God! My God! My God!
Oh my God! I haven't seen that since forever.
Right.
Razzles enough. Jeez.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so that was, that's cool. That was our, was that our site? Or that was our cool place to hang? Jeez. Hi, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Oh, my God, I got through. I can't believe it.
Who's this?
Happy birthday.
Is it JD? We just started playing your song just as the phone rang. Can you hear yourself in the background?
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Where are you? Are you local or are you out in Nashville?
No, I'm local. I'm local tonight. I'm in Boca.
Oh, she's very local.
You're very local. You should be here. You're so local, you should be here.
I wanted to come by the lounge, but I'm sick. I have laryngitis and a cold and stuff. I didn't want to bring you my germs.
Oh, thank you for being considerate. But you could just sit around and not talk so we can sniff you.
Don't say we, Donna.
Okay.
Rena's going, don't include me in that.
She's on the way.
Wait a minute. So does this mean you're not singing on Saturday and you can come to my birthday party?
I've been nursing my throat so I can sing on Saturday, but what time is your party? What time does it start?
5:30.
It's early.
Yeah, I can get there at the beginning.
I'll hold up the cards.
Just to even say happy birthday.
Yeah, we're at Champs on Cypress and Andrews.
Okay.
And you are more than welcome. We'll all be there at 5:30. Waiting for you.
We will. And bring...
I will be there.
Oh,
I will miss your 30th birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love her.
We love you.
You can bring anybody you want. You can bring Larry, Kelly, whoever is around, the mud flappers.
Oh,
I don't care. Bring your gang. Bring your entourage.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank you, girl. That's awesome.
Oh, it'll be awesome. I so hope you can make it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm definitely going to be there. I know I won't be able to stay too long, but I'm definitely going
to
be there.
Excellent. We'd love to have.
Like I said, I wouldn't miss your 30th.
Thank you, JD.
We love you, sweetheart. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, JD.
Awesome.
I want to let you girls know that I gave you girls, when the CD comes out, a special thank you on the CD liner notes. And DJ Harmony, too, because I appreciate you guys spinning my music.
You so rock. Are you still going to do your video?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, Sunday I'm going to meet with the dance team to see what they did. They did four dances, four different line dances to four different songs.
Jay, do you need us? You need us to come help you decide, because you know we're good like that.
Yeah, you know what I need? I need, when we're ready to film the video, I need some good-looking women to be in the video.
All right, we'll be there.
We'll help you pick them out.
they're auditioning Saturday night.
Yes, come Saturday night, and you can pick anybody you want.
Both our mothers will be there.
I need you girls there.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome.
Well, stop talking, feel better, and we'll see you Saturday.
Bye.
Sounds great. I'll see you at Chance at 5:30.
You
beautiful.
Got it.
Good girl. Bye. It's right up the street from a Steak and Shake. You'll find it.
Yeah, I'll Google it next to the nearest.
Beautiful.
Oh,
okay, go be quiet and nurse yourself with your good health.
We'll see you in 2 days. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Take care.
Oh, nice. Ooh, I can't wait.
She called in and she had laryngitis.
Nice.
What a trooper.
Hi, I'm just calling to wish Denise a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Who's this?
This is Jennifer from WET.
Oh, I thought so, but I didn't want to be presumptuous.
How could you tell? Because you tingled right away?
I got a ting. Jennifer, how are you? You are the big hit of mylesbianradio.com.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, you did a fabulous job. Oh, my God. You know, Arturo followed up on the gallon of lube.
Oh, good.
He's like, let me know if you didn't get that lube yet. I'm like, oh, my God. First of all, here's the question that popped into my mind after we hung up. Mm-hmm. Why is there even a gallon of lube available for purchase? Like tell me something
you, I have gay friends who will go through a gallon of platinum. I don't know what they're doing. I have
just
straight friends that will go through a gallon of water base. I don't know.
It amazes me. I'm thinking, maybe it's just for events. No. Maybe
it's not. It's for home use.
It's for home use. Honest to God, a gallon of lube. And how do you explain that to your partner when it comes time? And you have to pull out a gallon of anything.
The funny thing is, what if your parents come over?
And use it as cleaning product.
Exactly. Oh. Like, Mom, it's hair gel, I swear.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. So she's got them ready.
That's good.
I know, because you never know when you're going to be in that situation. You know, my mother had to hang out here at my apartment a couple of times this week unexpectedly. And, you know, I didn't prepare. So I'm a little bit nervous. I called her up when I got home, and you know she was gone. I called her up when I got home, and I said, you know, my cat said that there was a woman here going through everything all day long.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what you found, because we've already had these awkward moments in my youth, and I don't want to have them again as an adult.
Yeah. Don't even tell me.
But thank you so much for calling in for my birthday. That is so sweet,
Jennifer.
You're welcome. What did you do all day?
I worked. No, actually, this is the pre bash before the actual birthday, which is Saturday. So we intend on having a really good time on Saturday.
Excellent. And what are you doing?
I think about 30 of us are going to a really cool sports bar, and then we're going to go to another sports bar because that's what lesbians do. And then we're all going back to my girlfriend's house to drink even more.
And you're going to bring that gallon of wet.
And we're going to break out the gallon of wet platinum.
We're all going to roll over each other.
Yeah, we're going to lube the boobs.
We're gonna have a lube wrestling in the backyard.
Oh,
that's right.
Turkish luby oil wrestling, whatever, with wet platinum. I'm all about that.
Jennifer, I just want to mention that we attended our event down in Key West. It was amended, unfortunately, by the hurricane. But we gave away those little kits, the lube kits with the condoms, and there were people just dying for
them. Standing in line for them with their hand out. You know, like,
nice.
Hey. You've got to do something to earn these things. So let's see some boobs, shake the booty, do a little something. This is not a freebie.
But did you do the Munch the Muffin game?
We didn't end up doing that, but we did. We did the electric slide. So everybody that participated in that got the, you know, the line dance. The electric slide.
It's a really bad line dance. Okay. Yeah.
So we thought, you know, for everybody that participated in the electric slide, that we would give them the lube packages. So it all worked together in one lubey wet kind of event, and it went over well.
Event.
In a platinum stellar event. It was awesome.
Oh yeah. Well, we thank you for taking time to give Denise a happy hello. I'm sure this will be a very high point of her evening.
I swear.
I will call back anytime.
Excellent.
And we're going to work
on a regular schedule
You will be visiting us regularly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll think of some more good games for us to play.
All right.
Atta girl. That's your homework.
Have a very happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
How cool is that?
You know, I'm going to go off schedule just a little bit because I want to make sure to get to Gemma's questions this week.
Okay.
And you can just take your list and put it right away.
Oh.
Because I have a list of very special questions by Gemma.
Oh.
I think I would like to have phone sex with her.
I think we just did. Every time she calls.
And do you have Gemma
ready? I'm sweating a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
My pits are sweating.
They don't need to sweat. Now, as you know, Gemma likes to play along, and she takes care of us on a weekly basis, but this week she took care of you. And as a special treat, I'm going to have Rena read you the special birthday questions.
Oh, my.
Which voice do you want it in, honey?
I want it in that one, dear.
Okay, the special question of the evening is, if you could have one birthday wish, Denise, any wish, what would it be?
Wow. I guess it would be to take all my best friends. Well, you know what? Let me rephrase that. I think that you and I should take all my best friends on an Olivia cruise to see a screening of Itty Bitty.
I love your idea.
I love that wish.
I love your idea. And if I wasn't here, what would it be?
No.
I would just be taking my whole group of friends on a cruise, Olivia Cruz, to see Itty Bitty.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Question number two.
Oh, there's more?
Now that you're 40, is your sex drive going to be diminished, Denise?
I don't think that a birthday can do that. So I'm going to say, unless I had to get my twat surgically removed, I don't see slowing down.
That is a really disturbing thought process, Denise.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
And if my hand breaks, we're in trouble.
Oh!
Sorry. Didn't mean it. Okay. Question number three. What is one piece of advice that has always stayed by you through this first half of your life, old lady?
Best piece of advice. Oh, boy.
Flush twice?
Flush twice is a long way to the kitchen. That's so sick. Save a tree, eat a beaver. Would be the motto that's kept me going this long.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's politically correct. It's politically correct on every level. You learned in school about how many trees die, you know.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to go with Save a Tree, Eat a Beaver.
Very good, Denise. Very good. Now, I want to send you back in time. So think back over the years. List your top three birthdays and what made them so special.
Okay. This one is not hard for me.
Okay.
My 12th birthday, my mother nailed me with a pie in the face. Because awesome. That's what I wanted. A big fat whipped cream pie in the face. So that was awesome.
Did you know it was coming?
I'd asked for it and the whole day went by. Nothing was said. I was a little pouty and a little pissy. Everybody went home. I was getting into my pajamas. I was in the bathroom because I had just brushed my teeth. And boom, the door whips open and swoosh, nailed me with a pie. And everybody came in and took pictures.
Very funny.
Yeah, that was
very,
a good
very
one.
Very funny. All right, Jarena, hold on for just a second, okay? Hold up. Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the Lesbian Lounge. What the hell?
Save a tree, a beaver.
Oh, my God.
All right, Rena, continue. That was worth it, though.
Keep drinking, Beth.
Okay, so that was my 12th birthday.
Okay, you have two more.
Okay, and then my 19th birthday I wanted to have at Oscar's Backyard Bar.
Over here?
Over here in Coral Springs. But because I was 19... my mom had to go in and tell them it was my 21st birthday.
Oh, my God.
So my mother goes in, lies about my age, has to put 21 on the cake.
Oh, my God.
And it turned out that it was karaoke night. So my present from everyone was each one of my friends had to get up and sing.
Oh, my God.
Sort of what's happening on Saturday.
So the highlight of the night was my friend Maria and my gay friend Michael doing Summer Nights from Greece.
Oh!
And then my friend Shaney doing 9 to 5.
Oh, my God.
And then her mother doing Crazy. Camille did Crazy by Patsy Cline.
How awesome.
And, I mean, the night just went on and on and on. It was actually, like, one of the best parties that I've ever had.
Excellent.
And then, let's see. Boy, the later years were tough.
I'm surprised you're skipping your 17th.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Yeah, you know what? That was a good one. I was turning 17, and I was moving to Florida, and my friends did an all-out bash, and I was trying to pace myself with the drinking because my dad was there.
Right.
And so I was, like, really behind everyone else because I wouldn't keep drinking in front of my father. So as soon as my dad left, I started trying to make up for it.
Right.
So I remember drinking one of those fucking 50-ounce cans of Foster beer. Gemma.
Beer.
Foster beer. And then I was doing shots. And then my cousin and her boyfriend, you know, were like, come on, we'll get you stoned. So then I go to the end of the driveway.
Of course.
And we spark up, do a few hits. And then the next thing I know, they're gone.
Yeah.
And I am on my hands and knees crawling up the front yard of Aunt Joanne's. I get to the front porch and I'm literally going, Aunt Joanne! Her and her friend Marge were there, you know, the chaperones.
Marge.
Sitting in the living room smoking cigarettes and watching black and white television where we're whooping it up in the garage.
Oh my
and,
God.
And they had to literally each lift me up under each arm and carry me into the bathroom and just leave me there for the entire rest of the night. People were coming in and they were like, oh, dude, shit, sorry, I didn't know. And I'm like, like, I couldn't even lift my head up to talk to them, but I could hear everything they were saying so clearly.
Oh, my God.
I just couldn't communicate back. And,
oh, my God.
Yep.
And there's photos of you in many different positions on the floor.
Every one of them with my head in the porcelain bowl.
Everybody yeah, got to see the, you.
Those were some winning parties that I can remember. Nice questions.
Hey,
very good.
And don't forget the Pousse cake. Remember?
Oh, Jesus. That was a classic,
year.
Too.
That was good.
Last year when you came walking in with the shaved Pousse cake, because I specifically said I didn't want, there to be
furry patches.
No furry patches on it.
No. Or that it thing looks so chocolate, real. Chocolate fur. No?
No, okay. no fur. You had it done
just
perfectly.
Say no. Okay.
I just keep pitching you ordering it.
Oh, yes.
I need the Pousse cake shaved. Thank you.
No hair.
No. Place,
I had to know all the details. Perfect.
Well, you know.
In fact,
you know what I like.
I had to look at a Pousse so I could explain exactly how the cake needed. Yes, they had a nice little.
That's why you were taking pictures of mine.
Oh, totally.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Checking on that.
Yeah, YouTube. Okay, now the final question.
You have a bonus Jeff. Question.
This is the bonus question. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
What is the one kinky thing you want done to you, Denise? As a birthday surprise.
One kinky thing. Perhaps you could tickle my twat with a feather.
no. Do I have to plug it from the duck outside?
Oh. No, you have to go buy one of those big ones like the Pirates wore.
Oh. Can I do a boa instead?
You can use your
phone. Boa. Boa.
I should have printed that email out. Yeah, you could use your feather boa. That's okay.
Ooh, nice.
Very
and then,
nice.
And then I would like you to rake your long, beautiful nails down my back.
Ooh. Yes, we discovered that one.
We discovered that. I like that a lot.
We discovered that works.
Yes, blood comes up, but, yeah. She's,
it's okay. But she's okay.
Is this okay, honey? You sure this is okay?
I know.
I got a little ting.
Please, let me own this, okay?
I know. All right. You are. You can. I'm
Don't
just
worry,
saying.
Don't worry, I'll do your best.
Nice. Oh, ah.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's not a nice
Why isn't
finger.
This working? I thought the middle finger meant stop. Why isn't this working?
The TMI finger is in full fledge. That's really
Holy
funny.
Holy crap, this has been quite the night.
Quite an evening, Denise. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I know that we did.
I certainly did. I, you know, I can't say enough to all the wonderful people that called in and all the wishes on the website. Thank you so much for making this big-ass birthday
now,
a big-ass success.
Don't forget to join us, if you can, Saturday night the 20th at Champs American Grill. I believe that's what it's
6401
called.
6401 North Andrews Avenue in Fort Lauderdale.
We'll be there at 5:30, and you'll be able to find us because we'll be a nice, well,
I think
nice
we've got
crowd.
The whole patio.
The whole patio all to ourselves.
So just look for the group of lesbos with our moms.
And our moms. And our gay daddy.
Exactly. Once again, thank you. Can't wait to see you, J-Ro and Erica and Sam coming in. We'll have a full report
next week.
So tune in. Don't miss that show. We'll have a whole recap of the big booze hound event. Thank you again,
big
everyone.
Big boozy weekend.
We'll see you back here next
Happy
weekend.
Birthday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge. Thanks so much for listening to the Summer of Classics. This has been such a great experience. I've had more laughs listening to these old shows, and the response has been fantastic. I'm glad you guys are enjoying them. This show in particular was such fun. My 40th birthday, my then-girlfriend Rena in the studio, we discussed this huge party that we were having at Champs later on in the week, and it was an absolute blast. And then a month later, I found out that she met somebody else, and we broke up. But then 3 years later, I married Gemma, so all good things. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of the summer. I'm going to keep posting these because I'm having such a good time doing it. So I hope you will keep listening. Thanks. Bye.